A lot of bad habits. Yeah, I went a little long that time with a lot of bad habits. I'm coming to you again live from Cat Harpin, Virginia. I'm still teaching school down here, trying to figure things out. I'm going to save the main topic for later tonight because, I want to talk about Afghanistan. And we will. But just a note of passing, a guy died this past week that I had great respect for. His name was Ted Sizer, Theodore Sizer. He was what some of my good friends might call a one of those education heads or an ed head. He was the head of the School of Education at Brown University. He also was head of the ed department at Harvard University. He was the head of the ed school, was head of the ed department at Brown. If you want to call up and say something nice about Ted Sizer, please, 347-945-6713. I'm getting a lot of beeps from somewhere, and I'm not quite sure. I got one guest in the chat room. I got some Skype buds. But when I think about Ted Sizer, it makes me think about rebels. And I want to talk a little bit about rebels as we go on here, because Ted Sizer wrote a trilogy called Horace's Compromise, Horace's School, and then the third one was Horace's Hope. But he also wrote another wonderful book called They're Watching Us. And that's the one I want everybody to think about. You know, we all talk and tell everybody how we want them to be. You know, talk is just a pile of poop. You know, I've done a lot of talking in my life, and I put a lot of poop out there. But the best thing that we can all do is give some example. You know, I go into school every day and I teach school. If I want my students to work, I better work. If I want my students to prepare, I better be prepared. You know, and if I'm not, I can just pack it up. if you want somebody to live a good life, you better live a good life yourself. But I don't want to get off on that. As everybody knows, and hey, I got another guest in the chat room. I just got a really interesting comment coming in off my Skypers. Says, talks what delineates us from the wild beast, my friend, that and writing. You know, I don't dispute that, but we have to talk about substance, and substance comes from doing, from acting, not from talking and writing. Writing can be a reflection. Writing is only significant when it's a reflection on action. Talk is what differentiates us from the wild beasts. I don't know, maybe. We all communicate in different ways. It's what makes us more complex than the wild beast. But, you know, I'm not sure we're not just plain wild beasts ourselves. You know, oh, I see my Skype pen's going, so I'm going to get something interesting from there. How about from the guests? What do you think? What separates us from the wild beasts? Come on, tell me. Or you can just listen, I guess. I got another Skype coming in. I keep hearing the beep. This must be it. No, that's the, there we go. No, that's not it. Hey, actually, somebody says, oh, you're only using this wonderful thing called the internet and blog radio because of writing. We learn from each other. Holy mackerel. Somebody's seen the light. Yes, we do learn from each other. Of course we learn from each other. And writing allows us, without any question, to have a collective memory. And it makes that collective memory to be much larger and to reach far more people than, say, the collective energy of the minstrel or the storyteller. Beowulf is in writing. We plow through it in schools and colleges across the country. But do we ever talk to each other around the campfire with it? I don't know. You know, writing. What about singing? You know, I've become really really interested in music, and I'm not going to tell you this story again about how my daughter went to, and I become really interested in Irish music. I guess you could say I become an Irophile. I guess that's what, or Celtophile. I'm not 100% sure what you call somebody like me, but all things Irish, particularly, I think, because I guess I really have a distaste for oppressors. And if anybody has been oppressed in their history, it's been the Irish. But some of the music of the Irish resistance, particularly the modern Irish resistance, things like the Boys of the Old Brigade. When I'm out having a pint and I hear the Boys of the Old Brigade, I get, well, I really like it. And and there's probably some people out there that get offended by it. And I'm really sorry about that. Go Home British Soldiers, another song I know is very controversial. Hard even to get people to sing it. The Sam song, Go On Home, Fields of Atherney, Sunday Bloody Sunday, Four Green Fields, A Nation Once Again, Bannistran, Broad Black Brimmer, Get Out Ye Black and Tans. Oh, the Black and Tans. You know, there's an Irish pub in Warrington, and they actually serve, and it's really interesting. I guess there's a lot of prots in Warrington, but still, there's a Catholic church right around the corner from Molly's, and, well, a lot of Catholics in that church, yeah. And to know the story, and, you know, you want to scream it and tell it, because to most people, I'm sure, you come in and there it is on the wall, you know, authentic Irish pub outside, and big Irish flag hanging over the door, and then you see on the menu a black and tan or a half and half. I don't know. I guess that's a good thing. I guess yeah, some of us talk around the campfire still. I know. I'm being chided because I still go to the campfire. You know, I wish I did. You know, and what if I said, or how long do you think it'd happen if you wanted to go out to the campfire over there in the, I forget the woods where you live. What's the Olmsted Woods, you know, and lit a fire and recited Beowulf to each other instead of sat in those sterile rooms in the $50 million bill, actually even before that, even in the pub suite, you know, and pounded your navel and read it out of tomes to each other, you know, big Norton anthologies, or maybe even feel real proud, you know, and sit around and listen to Seamus Heaney reading it. I think that's his name. I don't know. I'm not really good on that stuff. Somebody says, you know, when I took you in that Irish pub and you discovered that people really talk to each other. And you know what? That's really true. And I miss it. You're right, I miss it a lot. And it's probably the one thing I miss about Hogsworth more than anything else was just, I mean, talking to people. Oh my gosh, take the log out of your own eye. Till you talk about the silver in someone else's. No, I don't understand that. Hey, Skyper, help me out with that. Take the log out of your own eye first until you talk about the silver in someone else's. I'm feeling kind of dumb. I hope you're enjoying the show, guests. Let me go back to the... anybody out there wants to talk with me live and join in on the conversation, I have this sense that I have a lot of people listening. Oh, no, I'm making a big mess out of this whole thing. There we go. I got nobody on the line. I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. Somebody help me. What does it mean? Take the log out of my own eye till I see the silver in someone else's. I'm feeling really dumb because I don't get it. I mean, I really don't. And Sliver, I'm sorry, I can't read. Okay. Take the log out of your own eye. Now it makes sense. I apologize. Take the log out of your own eye first until you talk about the sliver in someone else's. Can anybody find that in the Bible for me? Give me a chapter and verse on that. I don't quite have a Bible handy here. Well, we've been 15 minutes and I haven't had a caller yet. 347-945-6713. And I guess, oh, wait, I got more Skypes coming in. I guess the Norm at Night show's a little disjointed, just like Norm. Oh, my God, I have an excuse. You're Catholic, and Catholics have never been inclined to read the Bible. I don't know how to react to that, you know, because I know that it's true that, for the most part, Catholics didn't read the Bible, but I also know that it's true that in theology class in high school, for 4 years, we read the Bible. First the Old Testament to find all the types and all that other kind of stuff for the New Testament. And something I have noticed about the Ordinary and the Mass, though, is a whole lot more Old Testament readings in it of late. And I don't know if they change them. Ah, we got a caller in here. The sliver and log statement was from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. I don't have a paper Bible handy here. I got so many windows open now that if I tried to go find one, I would probably have a problem. I mean, I'd probably shut down everything. Take me 15 minutes to get back here. Yeah, I'm saving Afghanistan. Don't worry. We're coming to Afghanistan. But so what do y'all think about? Let's just get this out in front of the crowd. What do you think about, first of all, that's going to Afghanistan. I want to save that. What do you think about Harry Reid today? You know, coming out that he's going to go forward with the public option. I think it's pretty cool. Cool. Don't I sound real intelligent? They sure are giving me a whole bunch of things to say as a government teacher here, because oh my God. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then maybe you can see the speck in your opponent's eye. The man who finds fault with another for sin when he's more guilty is a hypocrite. A great many are very zealous to convert the world who are themselves unconverted. Not a question about that. Not a question about that. That's what I was talking about earlier. Don't talk the talk. Don't make sermons. Don't stand on pulpits and tell me how, don't stand and tell me how I should be taking care of my brother. Go out and take care of your own brother. And that example should lead me to take care of mine. We don't even take care of the people in our own families. We're supposed to take care of strangers. We really are. I don't know. Come on, somebody give me a call out there. 347-945-6713. You got a log in your eye or a speck? Give me a call. Let me go check the chat room, see if there's any activity. Well, I got a couple of guests still hanging around here with me. Hey, do you have... So, what about you all? Do you have logs or specks in your eye? Is your zeal to convert the people around you so great that you miss your own guilt? Oh, I know what I want to do. I found a wonderful book, and I'm going to come this time. I'm coming to Afghanistan. If you got anything you want to say about Afghanistan and you want that kind of conversation to go there now, the number's 347-945-6713. But for a while, we gave our tribute to Ted Sizer. And by the way, I think they're great books. Horace's Compromise, because God bless it, we all do it. Horace's School and Horace's Hope. But anyway, I'm going to get this book. I'll be right back. I'm back. I'm sorry. I should have put some music on. That was really rude of me. But it's an old book. I'm really surprised that I still have it. It was a Doubleday paperback, $3.95. I didn't say ancient. You know, those old 95 centers. I don't know how many of you remember those 95 centers. But this one is called The Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius. It's translated from the Latin by Anthony Motola and Robert Gleason, S.J. wrote the introduction. Really is kind of a scary thing. I started to read these, and I don't know if I would have what it takes to engage in this kind of a spiritual exercise. I really am I'm a corporal person. I'm a physical person. I surely am, and... Oh, wait a minute. I have some Skypes coming in. I'm sure I'm going to actually... Uh-oh, here comes the Skypes. Let me go get them. Actually a comment on the spiritual exercises. But there's sort of a mantra that's in the front of this that I just like to read to you all. And, by no means do I want everybody to become a Catholic. Please don't even think that. But the mantra, it's called Anima Christi. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O God, Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malignant enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to thee, that with thy saints I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen. Oh, always keep death at your shoulder. Ha! I guess we're coming to the weekend of the Knights of the Dead, huh? All Souls Day. To la mort. The Night of the Dead. This book is absolutely brilliant. Oh man. But I've been playing with this, and I wish I could find just the courage actually to try something like it. Samhain, yes, Samhain is coming up. So what are you all doing on Samhain or on Halloween or on All Souls Night or hopefully to get through to Sunday for All Saints Day? Indeed, a Beggars Night is, I think, the day before Samhain or Halloween, and it's Saint Somebody's Day, and I can't remember. Samhain, sorry, Samhain, 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 I have it. Samhain, Samhain, Samhain. May the Celtic spirits not come and strike me dead. I have trouble with pronunciation. I always have. And I have five lines open, 347-945-6713. I'm sort of talking to myself tonight, and apparently, however, I do have some listeners because my guests are staying in the chat. Well, one of them's still there anyway. You know what I'm going to do here while I'm waiting for somebody to call in? Let me get back to my switchboard. And we'll have a little music.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe.
And Norm is back. Norm is back. And yes, I am. I'm not so good with those mixer buttons yet, but I'm working on it. I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. Why does nobody call me? I know there's people listening out there because my listening numbers keep going up every week. But, you know, it's nice to get a little feedback. I'd like to have a little conversation with you. The bridge. You know, I just found a Hart Crane poetry book sitting here on the desk. The bridge. You know, and then I think about spiritual exercises and just the transience of this whole life. I don't know. Oh, somebody just asked me how my accordion plan's coming, and it's coming better than I should probably hope for, but really not very well. But I practice. I wish it was every day. I'm going to try to bring it to every day. I'm trying to play Jingle Bells right now. I got a friend got an accordion. But he's musical. He's played musical instruments before. So I'm sure he's banging right along, but I would like to play with him on Robbie Burns' birthday, and hopefully nobody will laugh at me. But you know what? I don't really care. Let him laugh. Screw it. But I'm not doing so bad. Oh, wait. Was that a caller? No, of course not. I got a guest. I didn't see the guest with no name. I've been waiting for him to come by. He became a semi-regular. Well, I guess it's about time. If anybody's listening out there, could you please tell me why the F are we in Afghanistan? What should we care about it? 8 guys died yesterday. 8. They're never coming back to life. And nothing's changed for those 8 deaths. Nothing ever is going to change in that part of the world. Didn't change for Alexander the Great. It didn't change. I don't even, the Romans didn't even go there. You know, I take that back. You know, I can't even get my facts straight because I just get so blinded by this whole thing. 8 died today. Yesterday, 14 died. 22 guys, about 22 years old, probably most of them. 22 dead Americans. 22 bodies coming home. Maybe 44 parents, wives, children. Dead. They're dead. They're dead. They're not coming back to life. And for what? Why are we there? Somebody just tell me. Oh, the president's dithering, says the vice president. Well, I'm just protecting, figuring out the options, making sure that we think about this with firm deliberation. You told me you were bringing them home when I voted for you. Excuse me. But he told me he was bringing them home. And he's not. And more are dying every day. Those soldiers aren't over there defending my freedom. That's not what they're doing there. Somebody tell me what they're doing there. Somebody call me and tell me what they're doing there. Tell me why young boys and young women are dying every single day. And not just the Americans. Sorry. I got a little carried away by this whole thing. I apologize. But if you know why we're there, 347-945-6713. Somebody call and tell me. Tell me why we're staying there. You know, it won't be long before this is the longest war we've ever fought in our history. In our history. World War II was a brutal, horrible war. We were in it for about 5 years. Actually, about four from the official declared part. I'm sorry, I sort of lost it there for a minute, and I'm really sorry about that. I mean, I really am. But I just want someone to tell me, what do we care about Afghanistan? We went there seeking revenge, and we got it. How much more do we need? At what cost? And I don't just mean in lives. I mean in psychic reasonableness. You know, I'm standing there in class today talking about civil liberties. Why can't we be civil? I don't know. I don't understand. I'm just... Yeah. I know, caller. Vietnam was about 20 years from 1954. You know, and if you count the French, it was even longer than that. Another empire going to die in Afghanistan. Except this time, since it's not everybody, nobody really cares. Except, I'm sure, the friends and families of the guys that come home in boxes. I do not understand. I don't. I got about 20 minutes left. Please, somebody out there, call me. Call me. Tell me why we're there. President Obama, why don't you call me and tell me why you're there? You told me you were the peace candidate when you were running. And I voted for you. I didn't vote for you because you were black and I was feeling guilty. I didn't vote for you because... you're a liberal Democrat? I didn't vote for you so your wife could finally be proud of her country. I voted for you because you said you were going to end the wars. What is the necessity for being there? Someone tell me. 347-945-6713. Somebody tell me why. Nobody probably can. Nobody probably knows. The president sure can't. The Secretary of Defense sure can't. Joe Biden sure can't. Carl Reed sure can't. Chuck Schumer sure can't. Jim Webb sure can't. Nobody can tell me why it matters to be in Afghanistan. I don't know. I guess I'm just a toad. I don't understand. Yeah, that must be it. I don't understand. Why are we there? What does it matter? I don't know. I'm not even sure anybody's listening to this show. I could be just speaking out into the void, speaking to, now I know there's some people on Skype, and there's some guests in the chat room. Come on, all you guys out on, you know, I come on your shows, and I try to antagonize you into calling me. Well, here I am. Here I am. Call me up. Tell me why it matters. Tell me how I'm being defended. Tell me how my freedom's being defended. Like people who just want us to go home and leave them alone. No, they don't think like I do. I understand that. I don't know. I guess I'm just getting emotional and carried away here. I feel like just once I get under 15 minutes, just play music to the end. I wish I had my rebel music with me. I just play those tunes, copyrights or not. Hey, anybody wants to send me any of those songs, you know, I would love it. I would love it. You know, that doesn't make any sense either. Here I am, sitting here railing about the stupid and uselessness of the Afghan war, and then I want somebody to sing me songs about another war. I'm just completely baffled by the whole thing. I got about 16 minutes left. 347-945-6713. Give me a call. Somebody help me out of my confusion. Let's see what's going on in the Skype world. Oh, God. You know, Skyper just called or just Skyped in. I don't know what you call it. He's not using voice. Hawaii get its king back. America break up. Maybe it is time for another constitutional convention. Let's bring your conventions of the people back into session and let the people decide if they want to take, if they want this country to come apart. I don't know. Maybe it should. How would my life change if America broke up into, oh, I don't know, 10, 11 new little countries? 50 new little countries, each state be its own. And the Indian reservation, I guess they could all be their own country too. What is going on in America? 347-945-6713. You can reach Norm at night. I'll be glad to put you on. I haven't had a single caller tonight, which is really kind of depressing. I know I got listeners out there. I wish somebody called me. Hey, all you Facebookers who might be listening. Gosh, I'll take a relative's call if you're out there listening. There's nobody on Norm at Night tonight. Truly a voice in the wilderness. A voice in the wilderness. So what do you want to talk about? Not much, I guess. Not much, I guess. Here's a little Irish coffee. It'll give me a chance to regroup for the last few minutes. Well, yeah, that was a nice coffee song. I'm not going to fib. I went and got myself a cup of coffee, although I'm not putting sugar in it these days. So I guess that's the way you're supposed to have coffee. I went and looked for some lyrics. You know, I don't know if I should be happy or sad, but you can add a Sunday Bloody Sunday ringtone to your cell phone. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But here's the lyrics from Sunday Bloody Sunday. I can't believe the news today. Oh, I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long? How long must we sing this song? How long? How long? 'Cause tonight we can be as one. Tonight, broken bottles under children's feet, bodies strewn across the dead-end street, but I won't heed the battle call. It puts my back up. Puts my back up against the wall. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. All right, let's go. And the battle's just begun. There's many lost, but tell me who has won. The trench is dug within our hearts and mothers, children, brothers, sisters torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday, Sunday, bloody Sunday. How long must we sing this song? How long, because tonight we can be as one, tonight, tonight. Sunday, bloody Sunday, tonight, Sunday, bloody Sunday, tonight, come get some. Wipe the tears from your eyes, wipe your tears away. Wipe your tears away, I wipe your tears away. Sunday, bloody Sunday, I wipe your bloodshot eyes. Sunday, bloody Sunday, 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 here I come. And it's true, we are immune when in fact, when fact is fiction and TV reality, and today the millions cry, we eat and drink while tomorrow they die. The real battle yet begun, Sunday, bloody Sunday, to claim the victory Jesus won, Sunday, bloody Sunday, on Sunday, bloody Sunday, Sunday, bloody Sunday. Wow. Yeah. Anyway, let me try to find my way back to Norm at night. I still got no callers, but I hope you enjoyed, or I don't know if enjoyed the right word. I hope you listened to Sunday, Bloody Sunday, because it truly came from the bottom of my heart. Because that's those poor guys. It's Sunday bloody every day. Every day bloody every day every day. We just keep slaughtering each other. I don't know. I just don't know anymore. Somebody just give me a call to let me know, or some kind of message in the chat box that you listened, that it made some kind of difference to you. Because we all want to make a difference, I think. I hope everybody wants to make a difference. I'm trying to decide if I should get a Sunday bloody ringtone. I guess that would be kind of tacky, wouldn't it? Let's see what happens when you do this. Send a ringtone to your cell. Select your carrier. Enter your cell phone number. 301-908. 2996. Continue. uh-oh, this process is becoming complex. I got to go get my cell phone. Hold on a second. Hopefully, I'll have my ringtone by the time we come back. I got about 3 minutes left. I got no callers. I don't really expect one. I'm trying to get my 4-digit ring code so that, well, let's just see what happens. I'm waiting for it. It's supposed to have been delivered to my cell phone. I can't even get the thing to come on. This whole world is just a crazy place. Just a crazy, crazy place. There we go. Okay, let me see what I got here. I don't know. I guess that I'm not going to be able to do this till after everybody's gone. Let's go out the last 2 minutes with, I guess, you've been listening to me exercise all my bad habits, so I'm going to go out with Got Bad Habits. And that's another night for Norm Atkins.